Manifest your new house or home with the law of attraction.
It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you are listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, and I'm delighted to be bringing you this timely podcast. And today we are talking about attracting a new home, a new house. And perhaps if you are in the real estate business, you might want to attract several opportunities. Wouldn't it be nice to have incredible opportunities that no one else seems to be able to find just fall right into your lap? Absolutely. Perhaps you're looking for a new home, a condominium, or perhaps you're looking for an apartment in a big city, or perhaps you're looking for a farmhouse or a country home. It really doesn't matter what your desire is. You can attract the house or the home you want. You know, there's some absolutely incredible houses out there that you can be living in right now with no special. You don't have to go to one of those weekend seminars that you pay $800 for and the guy comes out and he basically talks to you about real estate. You don't need to do that. All you need is the law of attraction working for you, presenting you opportunities. You don't need exceptional credit. All you need is the law of attraction working for you and presenting you exceptional opportunities. I know people that are moving into their new home with no money down and bad credit. You can too. You don't need to spend a lot of money on books. All you need is the law of attraction working for you and empowering you and bringing you special and unique opportunities that nobody else seems to find, nobody else seems to get their hands on, because you are a magnet. You are a magnet for the new home or new house that you desire. And it will always be as good as you want, or even better. And that's important. It will always be as good as you want, or even better. I'm going to go through some very important key tips on attracting that new house or home into your life. But I want you to listen to this message right now, because this message could absolutely incredibly change your life forever.
It's a fact. Most people want more money. It's also a fact. A handful of people make lots of money, while most people work all their lives and make very little money. Are you tired of trying to stretch your paycheck? Are you fed up being broke? Would you like a new home, luxury vacation, and a new car? Are you ready for a life filled with money and prosperity? All the latest evidence on wealth building points to one major difference between the wealthy and the poor. Beliefs. Miracle mentors and alchemy life coaches Robert Zink and Rachel Haas have created a life-changing program called Money Like Magic. This easy-to-use program quickly helps you attract more money and build wealth by transforming your beliefs both consciously and subconsciously. Are you ready for wealth? Get Money Like Magic at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
Before we get started, I want to simply remind you that you can claim your 30 minutes of free miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Look us up at Law of Attraction Solutions and fill out the form on our website. It's absolutely easy. We give you a call. There's no obligation. And you could be living in that new home, driving that new car, having your soulmate by your side. There's all kinds of things that could be coming into your life. But hey, the longer you wait, the longer you wait. You know what I'm saying? So claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching at Law of Attraction Solutions. Okay, here's important tips for you. Do not let circumstances dictate your beliefs about your new home. I know too many people who have purchased a new home, a home better than they ever imagined, with very little money or poor credit or any number of circumstances that would indicate they should not be able to buy the house. I'm here to tell you, you can get the house of your dreams. You can get money-making opportunities because some people like to invest in homes. Whatever it is that you're doing, stop looking at your existing circumstances. Those are limiting beliefs that you don't have to buy in for. You know, you may have to work a little bit harder. You may have to knock on a few more doors. You may have to visit a few more homes, but they are out there. And if you make yourself a magnet for them, they will show up. They will show up like relatives who want to borrow money. They will be on your front porch waiting for you. There are all kinds of new house and new home opportunities waiting for you right now. Next, you need to know that you are worthy. Perhaps you have been living in a small apartment, or an apartment, or a condo even, and now you're going to get a big house. Oh, I'm not worthy of that. You know? And that's what stops you. You're worthy of whatever it is that you desire. You might even say that like 1,000 times. I am worthy of whatever it is that I desire. I am worthy. And that's important. You've got to believe that you are worthy. A lot of people say, you know, I haven't worked very hard for this opportunity. And they blow it. Or they say, you know, I just don't think I have the credit, or I don't have this. They don't feel worthy for some reason. You are worthy. And the opportunities are there for you. Accept it. Put out your hands right now, unless you're driving your car, and say, I am open to receiving from the universe because I am worthy. Next, visualize your house or your new living situation and visualize it over and over and over again, or something better. So let's say you visualize a house with, we'll say, a small balcony. Maybe it's a 6-foot balcony. And all of a sudden you're looking at a house and the opportunity's there, and there's a 20-foot balcony. Well, you don't say to yourself, well, I was visualizing a 6-foot balcony, so this must not be it. It doesn't make any difference. The 20-foot balcony is better than the 6-foot balcony. So you visualize that 6-foot balcony or 8-foot balcony or whatever it is that you're visualizing, or something better. Maybe you're visualizing a nice little jacuzzi in the backyard, and you come across a house opportunity that has not only the jacuzzi, but it has a swimming pool. And you go, well, you know, you're looking through the papers or on the internet, and you go, well, that can't be it because I wasn't visualizing a big pool. I don't think we can afford it. And all of a sudden, there it is. And you can afford it. You visualized that home or something better. And I think that's essential. Kind of have an idea of where you want it. You know, there are some absolutely beautiful homes in Venezuela, but you want to live in Minnesota. Now, the house that you are visualizing and desiring is in Venezuela. It's not in Minnesota. So do you see the discrepancy there? You don't want to be visualizing the type of home that would be conducive to, say, Argentina or Venezuela when you're moving to Minnesota or Wisconsin. You want to look for the kinds of homes that would be conducive to that area. Now, if you want some waterfront property, you're not going to find oceanfront property in Minnesota. If you do, you need to buy as much of it as you can. But you might find lakefront property. And so you might visualize your house sitting on a lake. Maybe there's some trees around it. People out there fishing, or visualize the winter scene where the lake freezes over and people are out there ice skating or ice fishing or something like that. Look at the surroundings of where you're going and then visualize the kind of home you want that's specific to that surrounding. Because you don't want to have two different kinds of visualization going on in your mind. You don't want to be visualizing living in Minnesota while you're visualizing a beach house in Hawaii, for example. Okay? So know where you want it and give the universe choices. So say you're moving to the Midwest. You don't have a specific place that you have to live. Give the universe some choice. Say, well, I'd like a beach house in Minnesota, but I'm willing to live across the border in Wisconsin in a nice bigger two-story older house. That would be nice. You see what I'm saying? Give the universe some choices, some opportunities to create some stuff, to be creative for you. Now, some people would disagree with that. They say, no, the more specific, the better. And that's fine. You can get specific. I don't have a problem with that. That works. I just like to say, when I'm looking for opportunities, when I'm creating opportunities, I want to cast a wide net, if you know what I mean. Okay? Next, you got to begin looking for the opportunities. Take action. The action step. Boom. You're looking on the net. You're looking in the newspaper. You're asking friends. You know, you're doing all the things you possibly can to uncover where those opportunities are. You're driving down streets. Maybe you're looking for that lakefront. So maybe you go out and visit a lake or two. And you drive around those areas where there's lakes. Or if you're looking for beachfront property, you go, say you're living in California and you want to find something along Huntington Beach that's walking distance to the beach. You drive along, Pacific Coast Highway number 1, and then you go into Huntington Beach and some of those other little towns along there. And pretty soon you start seeing signs and you just look for opportunities and you talk to people, you know, get your name out there. If you want, even get a business card made, you know, for like $5 or $10 and put on there your name and phone number. So you can just, I'm looking for a home and describe the home. Must be 3-bedroom or bigger. You know, and kind of describe it and then put your name and phone number on there. Hand them out to people as you're talking to them. Trust me, these opportunities are all over the place, but the more you can look under the rug, and everybody's looking on top of the rug, the more you can look under the rug, so to speak, the more you'll dig up some real gold. Okay? Visualize your new life or your new lifestyle. So, if you're living near the beach, see yourself jogging along the beach every morning in the sunshine. Or if you're living up in the mountains, see yourself hiking in the woods. you know, near your home. Or if you live in the city, see yourself taking the subway and having a nice cup of coffee at Starbucks and going into your new office. Whatever it is you're doing. The next important thing is gratitude for opportunities. Be grateful for these opportunities. They are gold. You're being handed nuggets of gold. So spend a little time, a minute a day, that's all I'm asking, on gratitude for these opportunities to own a new home or a new living situation. And then I like some positive affirmations, and I like to start those before I start looking. So let's say I'm planning on maybe moving, we'll say, 6 months from now. And I plan to get an apartment for 6 months, but during that 6 months in my new apartment, in my new location, I plan to look for a permanent home. We'll say that's my plan. I want to start my affirmations now. I don't want to wait until I'm in the apartment on the fifth month, you know, on a 6 month lease, and then I'm starting to look. I want to do my affirmations now so that they're already firmly planted in my mental garden long before I need them. I'm incredibly lucky. House opportunities seem to turn up everywhere for me. I'm incredibly lucky. House opportunities seem to turn up everywhere for me. Now you can substitute the word house for home opportunities, apartment opportunities, condo opportunities, you know, timeshare opportunities, whatever it is you're looking for. I'm incredibly lucky. House opportunities seem to turn up everywhere for me. I have all the money to get whatever I want. I don't care how bad your credit is. I don't care how little money you have. I want you saying this in this affirmation. I have all the money and credit I need to get the home I want. Well, there are some other powerful affirmations and incantations, but we're out of time. And when you get your new home, please send me a picture of it so we can share it with the world on our website. We won't put the address, of course, but we'd love to share your new home on our website, okay? And by the way, thank you so much for giving us those 5 stars on iTunes and a little bit of a write-up. We're very close. I think we're at 81 positive reviews, and our goal is 100. So if you can help us today by going to iTunes and giving us that 5-star rating, it really helps us reach more people, and that's important. Again, have a great day. Pay it forward. Do something positive for somebody, and you are worthy. Bye-bye.